Welcome to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, joined in the studio right now by Justin Hart, Regional Aquatic Program Manager with the DWR. And we're going to talk about new management plan for the Schofield Reservoir. First off, Justin, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in today.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. First off, before we dive into the management plan, give me a little bit of the history on Schofield Reservoir and why exactly you guys had to adopt a new management plan to get things rolling around this time.
Yeah, well, we've been battling Utah chub at Schofield Reservoir for the last 10 or 12 years. And Utah chub are a very large minnow. They can get 12, 14 inches, and they compete directly with trout. So we've been trying to figure out a way to reduce the chub numbers. And the last few years, we've been using cutthroat trout and tiger trout, and they have worked very well at controlling the small Utah chub that are being produced. But now the lake's full of these great big ones, and essentially we need to whittle their numbers down. So last fall, we had an online survey on our website, and it asked a series of questions about Schofield Reservoir and what people wanted for the future, what kind of changes they may want to see. So we got that feedback, but more importantly, it identified a group of volunteers, and we formed a management team to create a new plan. And that team was made up of representation from the Wildlife Board, Sportsmen's for Fish and Wildlife, our Southeastern Region RAC, and anglers from the Wasatch Front and local.
Now, as far as the survey goes, I mean, are there some, what was the, I guess we could say, the consistency within the survey that maybe you guys had to take into consideration when adapting a new plan? Was there anything that was maybe a little bit misleading out of the survey? I know that sometimes they're not 100% accurate.
Well, you know, usually surveys, it's unfortunate sometimes. You get about 50-50 support for a number of things, but there were some clear pictures there. People wanted change. That was obvious. There was interest in diversifying the species assemblage out there, adding some new fish. And there was some support for rotenone, and there was some opposition to rotenone. And rotenone, of course, is a chemical used to remove unwanted fish. So with Schofield Reservoir, there was basically two ways to proceed. We could rotenone the lake, or we could use some additional new predators to control these chubs.
A little out of the norm. I remember, and this is according to the press release as well, that Schofield Reservoir, historically, we're talking about rainbow trout. And I remember growing up, I mean, whenever we went to Schofield Reservoir, we were catching rainbow trout. Not necessarily going to be the case anymore?
It will be the case. That was an important goal. That was one of the first goals we came up with, is to reestablish that family fishery, which was traditionally rainbow trout, and make sure there's fish out there for people to harvest. You know, we don't just want some highly specialized trophy fishery. So moving forward, we're going to be stocking some really large rainbow trout, larger fish than we stock anywhere else, just to get through that competition with the Utah chub. So the fish we're going to be stocking, the rainbow trout, are going to be around 12 inches, give or take, and they'll be immediately available for anglers to harvest.
How difficult is this process?
It's not difficult. You know, raising fish, the bigger fish are that we raise, the more money it costs. So it's going to be expensive, but we're also going to utilize several new species, tiger muskie, wipers, which are striped bass, white bass hybrids, and sterile walleye. All of these fish are great sport fish, and they're great predators capable of eating these larger Utah chubs.
As far as the tiger muskies go, I know these have been big in, it's been Joes Valley, right? I mean, tiger muskies have been big.
Yeah, we've had them in there since 2009.
And what kind of reaction have you seen from those going out and attempting to catch one? Because there's a limit of, what, 40 inches, I believe, right, on a tiger muskie in Joes
Valley? Yeah, they're more of a trophy species, you know. They're not really a fish you're going to go out and catch and eat. They're kind of a trophy fish. You know, they get really big. They're pushing 50 inches at Joes Valley right now. And I think they'll do the same thing at Schofield.
Now, what has the public's reaction been to this new management plan?
It's been mixed, of course. You know, a lot of people wanted to rotenone the lake and start over. A lot of people did not. So, you know, there's been reactions on both sides. But I think generally people are excited about the new opportunities with these new species. And so we've gotten a lot of positive feedback in that regard.
As far as the process from this point on, what are some of the things that you guys will be working on immediately to get this new management plan off and rolling and get it rolling efficiently?
Well, this summer we've already stocked around 12,000 tiger muskies. We stocked around 5,000 in May, and those were about 3.5 inches. Then two weeks ago, we stocked 7,000 7-inch muskies. We also stocked a couple different size of wipers, some little 2-inchers, and then some bigger 4 and 5 inchers. We're working on putting in some screening below the reservoir to minimize fish escapement down into the river. And once we get that in place, we'll be able to stock some walleye. So we're going to assess the survival of these new species. Hopefully, they'll all work to reduce Utah chub biomass. But If they do not, we're currently working on a rotenone treatment as a backup plan.
You were just talking a moment ago about how, of course, the public has mixed reactions to this new plan. With that being said, I mean, how far in advance did you guys actually realize that you needed a new management plan? I mean, going back, how many years was this put in place?
Well, you know, we've been kind of modifying our management out there for a number of years. 2009, we made major changes to Schofield. We put on the slot limit, which is a specialized regulation to protect some of our larger predators. And I think our management out there was working. It's just we couldn't get rainbow trout to survive. And what we've done is we've essentially created a lake full of these really large Utah chubs. And we have to reduce their numbers in order to get some of the species people want to survive, particularly the rainbow trout.
If we elaborate a little bit more on the new management plan right now, what are some of the other aspects, Justin, that we haven't mentioned that you would like to make sure you get out there to the public?
Well, we're going to be using these new species, like I mentioned. We're going to be putting in some safeguards to reduce escapement out of the lake. We hope to increase use out there. The state parks is a partner of ours, and we've got some goals to reduce use at the park as well as angling use out there, and I think we'll do it with these new species.
As far as the fishing around this time of the year, now that we're, you know, obviously fall is here, summer's over. It's amazing.
Yeah, it went fast.
Do you see a drop off, or when's the best time to go fishing from this particular time up until, well, we start talking about ice fishing, which I know isn't that far off?
This is a great time to go fishing. You know, the water's cooling down. It's getting cold up there at night, and trout in particular are becoming much more active. So there's a lot of great fishing on the mountain. You know, Electric Lake has had kokanee in it for a few years now, and that fishery has really developed into something special. Joe's Valley, of course, we've already kind of touched on that with the tiger muskie, but it's also got some trophy splake in it and some really nice cutthroat, and those fish are going to get pretty active as the water cools. And then Huntington North has got striped bass hybrids in it. It has for a number of years, and there's some really big fish out there, and I think they're getting really active right now too.
Justin, anything else that we have missed on that you would like to add?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered the management plan in a nutshell.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And again, there is the press release on the website, castlecountryradio.com, talking about the DWR and adopting the new management plan for Schofield in general. Justin, I really do appreciate you coming down here today and taking out the time to update us and get your take on what's going to happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Definitely. For more information, again, on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com. That's Justin Hart, Regional Aquatic Program Manager with the DWR.